It's a violent world, says Wadesville Republican Senator Jim Toms, the author of a bill that would allow staff members, not just lawmakers, to carry handguns in the state capitol building. Toms says allowing staff members to defend themselves is especially important, considering what he calls the dangerous area surrounding their workplace in downtown Indianapolis.
To point a finger at that person, these innocent people that work in this building, and say, you know, yeah, we carry our guns, but we just don't think you ought to have that same ability to protect yourself.
Indianapolis Democratic Senator Greg Taylor says he feels uncomfortable allowing more guns in the state house because of what he views as a lack of trust between law enforcement and people of color like himself.
If I walk in here with a pistol, I'm going to tell you right now, the first thing that's going to be done, they're not going to ask questions first. They're going to shoot first.
The bill passed 6-3 along party lines and goes to the Senate floor. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Drew Dodlin at the State House.